KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Winter weather advisory in effect today until 6 o'clock. Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. We'll have a complete look at the forecast and current conditions coming up. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
House will gather this week to discuss new maps. Next week, the Indiana Senate will meet to vote on whatever proposals come from the House. For NPR News, I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas today. It covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are expected north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. CanDrive.gov says roads are already completely snow-covered in Riley, Cloud, Washington, Clay, and Marshall counties. Partially snow-covered roads are reported in parts of Shawnee as well as Jackson and Atchison counties. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. Cleanup crews are still at work at the site of a freight train derailment in Jefferson County. The derailment occurred Saturday night west of Perry. WIBW-TV reports more than 20 cars derailed, including multiple boxcars, tankers, and engines. The train was operated by Union Pacific. Volunteers are planting wildflowers in Kansas City to give next year's World Cup visitors a sense of the region's natural beauty. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Missouri Department of Conservation and nearly 100 volunteers added native wildflowers and grasses in high-visibility spots like the River Market and around Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums. Tim Collins is a volunteer organizer. He hopes the plantings won't just impress tourists.
They're also in high-visibility locations so that people that live here go, oh, I like that, let's do that. And it continues.
Native plants are gaining popularity in the Kansas City metro, and some cities in the area incentivize homeowners to plant them to help absorb stormwater. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall is co-sponsoring a bill that could make it easier for kids to receive free and reduced-cost meals at school. The bill, written by a Democrat from New Mexico, advocates for using Medicaid data to help automatically qualify students for free school meals. Marshall is currently the only co-sponsor. He says he's been focusing on improving nutrition in schools.
We're blessed to live in this country where we have such an abundance of food. We want to make sure that our kids are first in line as well.
The push comes on the heels of Marshall's push for whole milk to be served in Kansas schools. Okay, taking a look at the weather forecast for today. There is a 100% chance of snow, according to the National Weather Service. That'll mainly fall before 3 p.m. Highs this afternoon near 27 degrees, calm winds at least. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Again, a winter weather advisory is in effect for eastern Kansas until 6 o'clock tonight. Possible accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. Right now in Lawrence, we have some snow, 22 degrees. Topeka, some snow, 21 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from
characterization, and Argue Mangione murdered a father of two in cold blood. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to state and federal murder charges. The federal charges carry the possibility of the death penalty. The judge in Mangione's New York case could set a trial date this week. For NPR News, I'm Walter Wuthman in New York City.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, lesser prairie chickens used to roam across the Great Plains by the millions. Now there's only a few thousand left, and they recently lost federal protection.
The bird was listed, then delisted, listed again. Now it's being challenged for a second delisting. That adds greater confusion and uncertainty to landowners.
How states and landowners are still working to conserve the lesser prairie chicken. More about that in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. Winter weather advisory is in effect for most of eastern Kansas today. That'll last until 6 o'clock tonight. Snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches expected north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Right now, candrive.gov says roads are completely snow-covered in Riley, Cloud, Washington, Clay, and Marshall counties, partially snow-covered in Shawnee, Jackson, and Atchison counties. Weather forecast for today, snow mainly before 3 p.m., highs this afternoon near 27 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have some snow, 23 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, but snow expected, 22 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy and 21 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, rescuers are struggling to reach flood survivors in Sumatra. Hundreds are dead. Our reporter is there. Why did Trump want to influence the election in Honduras? And did it work? And are you a rage baiter or a rage baitee?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Good morning. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning, first day of December. And appropriately, there is a winter weather advisory for the first day of December. It affects eastern Kansas, all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service says we can expect snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Already some snow-covered roads are reported in eastern Kansas and parts of Shawnee, Jackson, Atchison counties. I-70 partially snow-covered between Junction City and Kansas City. More details, including a complete look at the forecast, coming right up. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump's special envoy.
So they're like, you know, they're staying home, they're sheltering in place. In some cases, we know for sure definitively that some students have been deported.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. It covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service predicting accumulations of 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. CanDrive.gov, the transportation website, says roads are completely snow-covered in Riley, Cloud, Washington, Clay, and Marshall counties, partially snow-covered in parts of Shawnee, and snow-covered in Jackson and Atchison counties. The snow is moving from west to east. We'll have a complete look at the forecast in just a moment. One person was killed in a fire in Wichita over the weekend. KWCH reports it happened Saturday night in a building near Boston and Mosley. Firefighters removed a 39-year-old man from the burning building. He later died of his injuries. The fire is still under investigation. Volunteers and the Missouri Department of Conservation have been adding native wildflowers and grasses to high-visibility spots in Kansas City ahead of next summer's influx of World Cup visitors. Tim Collins is a volunteer and organizer working on the idea.
I want the metro to present itself in a unique way, and I think wildflowers are one unique way to do that. I also think that native plants, getting them planted and getting them accepted and people understanding their need in the ecosystem and the beauty that they can provide is also important.
Nearly 100 volunteers helped with plantings at Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums and along Main Street and the River Market. Again, the National Weather Service issuing a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas, covering all but the southernmost tier of counties in eastern Kansas, in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Here is the weather forecast, if I can find it. Snow, mainly before 3 p.m., highs near 27 degrees this afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 100%. And again, we could see accumulations ranging from 1 to 2 inches in the southern part of the listening area to 2 to 4 inches in northeastern Kansas. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. Winds will be calm. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some snow, 23 degrees. Topeka, cloudy skies, 22 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR.
And there are concerns about a significant escalation on Israel's border with Lebanon. There's a U.S. deadline for the Hezbollah militia to disarm by the end of the year, and that's unlikely to be met.
NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Still ahead, artificial intelligence is changing how people shop, with consumers using AI tools to research items and find the best deals. We'll hear more about that coming up in about 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
National Weather Service issuing a winter weather advisory today for eastern Kansas. That will remain in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. We could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Roads are reported to be snow-covered already in Riley, Cloud, Washington, Clay, Marshall counties, also parts of Shawnee, Jackson, Atchison counties, I-70. Partially snow-covered from Junction City to Kansas City. Forecast for today, snow lasting until 3 p.m., high near 27 degrees at 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the stay informed. This is NPR.
Good morning, me Martinez. Actor Jerry O'Donnell used to be able to say, "I'm not a cop, but I play one on TV." He's done it on shows such as NYPD Blue and NCIS. Now he's doing it for real after Hurricane Helene devastated his town of Asheville, North Carolina. The 65-year-old felt inspired to serve, and since there's no age requirement for the police academy, he applied. O'Donnell graduates in January. Wondering how much of that Hollywood cop training translates to real life. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at AU.org. From Focus Features, presenting Hamnet, directed by Chloe Zhao, starring Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal, now playing in select theaters everywhere December 5th. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In the southern Great Plains, the lesser prairie chicken was once a common sight, but much of its habitat is now gone and its numbers are dwindling. In recent years, the federal government has flip-flopped on protections for the bird, first awarding, then removing endangered status in Texas and threatened status in Oklahoma and Kansas. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports on how states and landowners are continuing the conservation efforts.
The wind whirls through the grass as Kara Brown treads between
a change in how you manage your property. You do it differently than your father and grandfather did. Maybe you do it a little more like your great-grandfather did. You just don't realize it.
Lamb says voluntary conservation helped other wildlife populations, like bald eagles. Now, it's about getting the public behind protecting lesser prairie chickens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
This story was co-reported with Chloe Bennett Steele of State Impact Oklahoma. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You can find more information on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org.
Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, featuring the Hallmark Movie Party Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story on December 4th, and the Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along on the 18th. Tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org. Weather forecast for today, snow, mainly before 3 p.m., high temperature near 27 degrees this afternoon. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory. That's in effect till 6 o'clock. We could see up to 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35 and 1 to 2 inches south. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is more
thing I cherish is getting to host this show with you.
Wait, is this AI Layla? Human Layla wouldn't say that to me. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Layla Faldin, the real one.
Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, and online at Kansas Public Radio. Winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. All the details coming right up. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
This comes just days before the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is considering changes to how children are vaccinated against infectious diseases like measles, mumps, and hepatitis. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. The advisory covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Already, roads are reported to be covered with snow in parts of Shawnee, Jackson, Atchison, Douglas, Franklin, and Johnson counties. The website candrive.gov, a transportation website, says I-70 is partially snow-covered from Junction City to Kansas City. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. Cleanup crews are still at work at the site of a freight train derailment in Jefferson County. The derailment occurred Saturday night west of Perry. WIBW-TV reports more than 20 cars derailed, including multiple boxcars, tankers, and the engine. The train was operated by Union Pacific. No injuries have been reported. Volunteers are planting wildflowers in Kansas City to give next year's World Cup visitors a sense of the region's natural beauty. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Missouri Department of Conservation and nearly 100 volunteers added native wildflowers and grasses in high-visibility spots like the River Market and around Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums. Tim Collins is a volunteer organizer. He hopes the plantings won't just impress tourists.
They're also in high-visibility locations so that people that live here go, oh, I like that, let's do that. And it continues.
Native plants are gaining popularity in the Kansas City metro, and some cities in the area incentivize homeowners to plant them to help absorb stormwater. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
In college sports, both the Kansas Jayhawks and Kansas State Wildcats were selected as at-large teams in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. KU will host first and second round matches on Thursday and Friday this week. The Jayhawks will open against High Point University of North Carolina. K-State, meanwhile, will travel to Lincoln, Nebraska for a first round match against the University of San Diego on Friday. And the Washburn women's soccer team has advanced to the Elite Eight in the NCAA Division II tournament. The Ichabods beat St. Cloud 1-0 yesterday to advance. Weather forecast for today. Snow lasting until 3 p.m., high temperature near 27 degrees. The winds will be calm, at least. The chance of precipitation is 100%. We could see 1 to 2 inches south of I-35, 2 to 4 inches north of I-35. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, snow 23 degrees. Topeka, cloudy with snow expected, 22 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy with snow expected, 21 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost 3 decades, available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, lesser prairie chickens used to roam across the Great Plains by the millions. Now there's only a few thousand left, and they recently lost federal protection.
The bird was listed, then delisted, listed again. Now it's being challenged for a second delisting. That adds greater confusion and uncertainty to landowners.
How states and landowners are still working to conserve the lesser prairie chicken. That story coming up in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's a snowy morning across much of the KPR listening area. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are expected north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. Right now, the snow seems to be moving from the southwest to the northeast, mainly covering northeastern Kansas. Snow-covered roads are reported in Shawnee, Jackson, Atchison, Douglas, Franklin, and Johnson counties. Be careful out there. The forecast calls for snow mainly before 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 27 degrees. The winds will be calm. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Right now in Lawrence, we have some snow and 23 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, rescuers are struggling to reach flood survivors in Sumatra. Hundreds are dead. Our reporter is there. Why did Trump want to influence the election in Honduras? And did it work? And are you a rage baiter or a rage baity?
BBC NewsHour starts at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Walmart is the world's largest retailer, but now it's telling investors to think of it more like a tech company. Learn more about what's behind Walmart's rebrand tomorrow in the NPR app or on this reliable public radio station. This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. Coming up next, we have the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, snow. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are expected north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Right now, we have reports of snow-covered roads in much of northeastern Kansas, including Shawnee, Jackson, Atchison, Douglas, Franklin, and Johnson counties, so do be aware of that. And be careful out there. Snow should end by 5 p.m. That's from, according to the latest forecast from the Weather Service. We'll have a complete look at that forecast coming right up. It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, requesting a presidential pardon amid his ongoing corruption trial. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
For the past month, he has been summoned to court to testify 3 times a week instead of the usual 2 days a week. And he says 3 days a week is just impossible when he's trying to lead the country at this critical moment. So that's why he's asking Israel's president for a pardon even before his trial is over and without admitting guilt.
Netanyahu has been on trial for years on charges that include accepting bribes. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A winter weather advisory is in effect for eastern Kansas. It covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Roads are reported to be snow-covered in much of northeastern Kansas right now. I-70 partially snow-covered from Junction City to Kansas City. Be aware of that. Take some extra precautions. Take some extra time. We'll have a complete look at the forecast in just a moment. One person was killed in a fire in Wichita over the weekend. KWCH reports it happened Saturday night in a building near Boston and Mosley. Firefighters removed a 39-year-old man from the burning building. He later died of his injuries. That fire is still under investigation. Volunteers and the Missouri Department of Conservation have been adding native wildflowers and grasses to high-visibility spots in Kansas City ahead of next summer's influx of World Cup visitors. Tim Collins is a volunteer and organizer working on the idea.
I want the metro to present itself in a unique way, and I think wildflowers are one unique way to do that. I also think that native plants, getting them planted and getting them accepted and people understanding their need in the ecosystem and the beauty that they can provide is also important.
Nearly 100 volunteers helped with plantings at Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums and along Main Street and the River Market. Weather forecast for today, newly updated from the National Weather Service, says snow mainly before 5 p.m. The earlier forecast said 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 27 degrees. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Again, total accumulation expected today is 2 to 4 inches, roughly north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees, calm winds. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Current conditions around the listening area right now. In Lawrence, snow 23 degrees. Topeka, cloudy but snow expected, 22 degrees. Manhattan reporting snow and 22 degrees. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll get the latest business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Weather forecast for today, snow. It's expected to last until about 5 p.m., or it should be done by 5 p.m. High temperatures today near 27 degrees. Winds out of the east, 5 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. National Weather Service, in fact, has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. That covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. That advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. Many snow-covered roads reported out there right now. Might want to take some extra time and be extra careful. It's 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
What to you is the most significant thing that Pope Francis did?
And really, sometimes it should make you smile.
Apparently there are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over the story.
This is NPR.
Good morning. I'm Leila Faldin. Edward LaRue and Marlene Parsons both lost their spouses about 6 years ago. While they were still grieving, they each signed up for a water aerobics class at the YMCA in Maryville, Illinois, about 20 miles outside of St. Louis. The rest of the class didn't love LaRue splashing around, but Parsons, she splashed him right back. They started dating. Last month, they got married waist-deep at the pool where they met. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at WaltonFamilyFoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In the southern Great Plains, the lesser prairie chicken was once a common sight, but much of its habitat is now gone and its numbers are dwindling. In recent years, the federal government has flip-flopped on protections for the bird, first awarding, then removing endangered status in Texas and threatened status in Oklahoma and Kansas. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports on how states and landowners are continuing the conservation efforts.
The wind whirls through the grass as Kara Brown treads between buildings where native birds, according to Trey Lamb. He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. Lamb says mimicking Mother Nature helps both crops, livestock, and wildlife.
It's a change in culture. It's a change in how you manage your property. You do it differently than your father and grandfather did. Maybe you do it a little more like your great-grandfather did. You just don't realize it.
Lamb says voluntary conservation helped other wildlife populations, like bald eagles. Now, it's about getting the public behind protecting lesser prairie chickens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
This story was co-reported with Chloe Bennett Steele of State Impact Oklahoma. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You can find more information on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on KPR. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, we will have December from the Garden Suite and December from Tchaikovsky's 12 Seasons, and much more beautiful music. That's from 9 till noon right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Winter weather advisory in effect till 6 o'clock tonight. Could see 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. We'll have a full look at the forecast coming up in about 10 minutes. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Can be challenging. We have a small walk behind tractor. We can't really drive a traditional tractor in between these panels.
But maybe the biggest advantage is more efficient land use. Kamenik says as millions of acres convert to solar farms to meet growing energy demand,
we don't have to leave the land useless. We can continue to make use of it, creating jobs for people underneath the solar panels, producing food for our communities, keeping rural communities especially more afloat.
And as a business, he says selling electricity makes more money than hay production ever did. Next year, he plans to add another income stream, a U-pick berry operation beneath the solar panels. In Longmont, Colorado, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Complete look at the snowy weather forecast coming right up. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Those hubs got hit with heavy snowfall, including a November record 8.4 inches at Chicago's O'Hare. Now a new system will spread from the Central Plains to the Mid-Atlantic through New England, leaving as much as a foot of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says East Coast cities will mostly be spared.
There may be some minor accumulations, perhaps from, let's say, areas north and west of Baltimore on up through Philadelphia, New York City and up to Boston, but it's mainly going to be the interior areas where the heaviest accumulations are going to be.
Over the next couple of days, well below average temperatures are expected in the eastern and central states. Marie Andrusevich, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. It covers all but the southernmost tier of counties, in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. The Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Snowfall expected to end by 5 o'clock this evening. Right now, we have reports of snow-covered roads across much of northeastern Kansas. I-70 reported to be partially snow-covered from Junction City to Kansas City. We could also see a wintry mix. Right now, Lawrence reporting a mix of snow and sleet. Topeka reporting snow with sleet possible. Temperatures right now in the lower 20s. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. Cleanup crews are still at work at the site of a freight train derailment in Jefferson County. The derailment occurred Saturday night west of Perry. WIBW-TV reports more than 20 cars derailed, including multiple boxcars, tankers, and the engine. The train was operated by Union Pacific. No injuries have been reported. Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall is co-sponsoring a bill that could make it easier for kids to receive free and reduced-cost meals at school. The bill, written by a Democrat from New Mexico, advocates for using Medicaid data to help automatically qualify students for free school meals. Marshall is currently the only co-sponsor. He says he's been focusing on improving nutrition in schools.
We're blessed to live in this country where we have such an abundance of food. We want to make sure that our kids are first in line as well.
The push comes on the heels of Marshall's push for whole milk to be served in Kansas schools. In college sports, both the Kansas Jayhawks and Kansas State Wildcats were selected as at-large teams in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. KU will host first and second round matches on Thursday and Friday. The Jayhawks will open against High Point University of North Carolina. K-State, meanwhile, will travel to Lincoln, Nebraska for a first round match against the University of San Diego on Friday. Weather forecast: snow mainly before 5 p.m. could be mixed with sleet at times. High temperatures near 27 degrees. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Accumulations of 2 to 4 inches possible north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Right now in Lawrence, a wintry mix of snow and sleet and 23 degrees. Topeka, snow and sleet, 22 degrees. Manhattan reporting snow and 22 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Mangione has pleaded not guilty to state and federal murder charges. The federal charges carry the possibility of the death penalty. The judge in Mangione's New York case could set a trial date this week. For NPR News, I'm Walter Wuthman in New York City.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon to 3, we've got Prokofiev's first piano concerto and a little Christmas cheer to make sure your afternoon starts off with a flourish. Wonderful classic music continues from noon to 3 today on KPR. And if you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for news from the BBC throughout the day. Winter weather advisory still in effect for eastern Kansas. That'll remain in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service says we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Many snow-covered roads reported in northeast Kansas right now. I-70 is reported to be at least partially snow-covered much of the way from Junction City to Kansas City. Forecast calls for the snow to be mainly before 5 p.m. Highs today near 27 degrees. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Pretty cold. Forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Looking ahead to later in the week, Wednesday's mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 24. Friday, there's another chance of snow. So, snow to bracket the week, Monday and possibly Friday. Right now in Lawrence, we have snow and sleet, a wintry mix, 23 degrees. Topeka, snow and sleet, 22 degrees. Manhattan reporting snow and 22 degrees. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from
Empty Rooms. It is streaming on Netflix. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Glad you're with us from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Winter weather advisory is in effect for eastern Kansas. Snow is expected to accumulate 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, about 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. The advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. We're getting reports that there are roads partially to fully covered with snow in much of northeastern Kansas. Just looking through some local social media accounts, there are definite accounts of people who are stuck in ditches this morning. We've had snow and sleet mixed together. That has made things especially hazardous out on the road, so do be aware of that. Snow should be moving out by later this evening. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. The time is 8:30.
Live from NPR, the ACA subsidies are pushing for sweeping health care reforms. President Trump has talked about ditching the subsidies in favor of putting money in health savings accounts. The subsidies are set to expire at the end of the year, spiking premiums for many Americans. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for eastern Kansas. It covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Weather Service predicting accumulations of 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Right now in Lawrence, we're getting a wintry mix of snow and sleet, and that's making driving especially hazardous. Many roads are reported to be snow-covered in northeastern Kansas right now. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. One person was killed in a fire in Wichita over the weekend. KWCH reports it happened Saturday night in a building near Boston and Mosley. Firefighters removed a 39-year-old man from the burning building. He later died of his injuries. The fire is still under investigation. Volunteers and the Missouri Department of Conservation have been adding native wildflowers and grasses to high-visibility spots in Kansas City ahead of next summer's influx of World Cup visitors. Tim Collins is a volunteer and organizer working on the project.
I want the Metro to present itself in a unique way, and I think wildflowers are one unique way to do that. I also think that native plants, getting them planted and getting them accepted and people understanding their need in the ecosystem and the beauty that they can provide, is also important.
Nearly 100 volunteers helped with plantings at Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums and along Main Street and the River Market. Weather forecast for today, snow mainly before 5 p.m., high temperatures near 27 degrees. That's about 16 degrees below average for this date. Winds not so bad out of the east, around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm this afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Accumulations expected to be 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees, calm winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Looking ahead to later in the week, Wednesday's mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Thursday, mostly sunny. Friday, we get another chance for snow. Right now in Lawrence, a mix of snow and sleet, 23 degrees. Topeka reporting snow and sleet and 22 degrees. Manhattan, snow and 22 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes
about a significant escalation on Israel's border with Lebanon. There's a U.S. deadline for the Hezbollah militia to disarm by the end of the year, and that's unlikely to be met.
NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead, artificial intelligence is changing the way people shop. Now consumers are using AI tools to research items and find the best prices. We'll hear more about it coming up in about 12 minutes. Expect a wintry mix out there this morning. National Weather Service says we can expect snow mainly before 5 p.m. High temperatures today only around 27 degrees. That's about 16 below average. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. A winter weather advisory has been issued for eastern Kansas that covers all but the southernmost tier of counties. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Weather Service says we could see snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches north of I-35, a little less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Right now in Lawrence, snow and sleet reported. The temperature is 24 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR.
One organization is trying to use AI to reshape American politics and get more independents elected to Congress. Listen in the NPR app or on this dependable, reliable public radio station. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Today on this first day of December, Cordelia has December from the Garden Suite. Also, December from Tchaikovsky's 12 Seasons. That and much, much more on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Take extra care if you go out today. The roads will be slippery. Forecast calls for snow mainly before 5 p.m. High temperature today near 27 degrees. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm this afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 100%. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. Weather Service says we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. Right now in Lawrence, we have a snow-sleet mix that's making things especially treacherous. 23 degrees is the temperature. Topeka also reporting a snow-sleet mix and 22 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
By, you know, their own sweat on a piece of construction paper, and those are the things we love and cherish.
Yeah, I can't do that. One thing I cherish is getting to host this show with you.
Wait, is this AI Layla? Human Layla wouldn't say that to me. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Martinez.
And I'm Layla Faldin, the real one.
Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for making Morning Edition a part of your morning on this Monday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is coming up right after the news from NPR. If you can work at home today, might be a good idea. Forecast calls for snow, mainly before 5 p.m., high near 27. There is a winter weather advisory in effect, still in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service says we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow north of I-35, a little bit less, 1 to 2 inches south of I-35. And we could see some wintry mixes today, making the roads especially hazardous. Right now in Lawrence, snow and sleet reported, 23 degrees. Topeka, snow and sleet, 22 degrees. Be careful out there. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.